the little round mud houses that are there on the preacher's school campus, so that the wives as well as the husbands study in preparation for the tasks that they have. Well, I looked at all of these multitudes of people, and I thought of what is our responsibility. I thought of it with relationship to myself as a lay person. What can I do in my day for a world in so great need? And the answer seemed to come to me in a way that I had not expected it when I visited the little seminary in Bangkok, Thailand. A missionary from China, who's been transferred over there, works in that seminary, and she said to me, "Would you come and speak at the chapel for the students tomorrow morning?" Now, I was delighted to do this. I thought it would be a wonderful experience. And so she came for me, and as we were going to the chapel, she said, "Now, this morning you will have to have two interpreters, for all of our students do not speak the same language." She said, "Some of them speak Mandarin, and some of them speak Thai, and they can't understand each other." Now, just imagine how difficult life would be here on Southeastern campus if all of you didn't speak the same language, and if the teacher in teaching your class had to have his message interpreted into two languages. And so when I got there and came to the position where I am here today, I had by me two young men. Now, the first young man spoke Thai, and the second young man spoke Mandarin. The first young man, of course, understood English, for he was going to listen to me in my language and interpret it. But the second young man did not understand English. He had no idea what I was saying. He spoke Thai and Mandarin. And so this performance began. I said my first sentence, and the man next to me took that sentence and interpreted it into Thai. And I looked out at the audience. Now, that audience was very much closer than you are, because they didn't have but a few little seats here. And so I could see their faces very, very well. And when this man spoke what I had said in Thai, I looked at this little audience, and I could tell which ones of them understood. For you see, a light sort of comes to one's face when one understands. And so I could see the faces that were dead and the faces that were alive. And those that were alive, I knew were the Thai-speaking students. And when this man had finished saying it, the next man had listened to what he said in Thai, and he interpreted it into Mandarin, and he said it again. And this time, by this time, I was very eager in anticipation of what was going on. So I looked at my little audience, and there I could understand which ones understood Mandarin, for their faces lighted up, you see. And by this time, it was time for me to say something again, and I'd forgotten what I said in the first place. I'd gotten so interested in the mechanics of this thing. So I got a grip on myself and got my second sentence ready, and that from this point on, I tried to remember that the time was going to come each time that I was to say something else, and I was the originator of what was being said. So I had better pay attention to what I was doing. So I went on with my next thought and my next and my next, and watched this interpretation in two languages. Finally, my eyes fell upon the missionary sitting over here on the left, and I never saw a more pleased expression on a person's face. And, you know, conceited as we are, I thought, "Oh, good, I must be doing all right. She's smiling." And so the more she smiled, the more eloquent I became in speaking to the students there at the seminary. And when the service was over, she came rushing forward, and I was just sure, of course, that she was coming to tell me that I had done just what she hoped I would do. And she just passed me by. She didn't even stop near me. She went straight to the man who stood in the middle. She was so proud of him. Now, why was she proud of him? She understands English. She's from Tennessee. So she knew what I had said in the first place. She understands Mandarin. And when this second man out here came out in Mandarin with exactly what I had said in English, she knew that this middle man had been absolutely accurate. For had he not interpreted what I had said absolutely accurately in Thai, the next man could never have said it in Mandarin, for he didn't know what was said in the beginning. And so she had rushed forward to congratulate this middle man on the fine job he had done. And I laughed and told her I felt all the while that she was smiling, that she was just giving me encouragement, that she thought I was doing all right. But you know, after laughing over that situation, as we left that little seminary that day, which is just a house converted into a seminary, I thought, I have seen in this experience the place that I hold as a Christian in my day, for I saw there the importance of the middle man. the accuracy of the middleman. And I felt that you and I, who know Jesus Christ, we who have the Bible, are responsible in our day for accurately interpreting it to those who have it not. And you will know from your experience with God whether God will have you to accurately interpret it from the pulpits here in our country, or whether God would have you to go out to some mission field, maybe a home mission field, or perhaps a foreign mission field, to accurately interpret that which has come to you, and that which now here in this place you are being prepared to interpret with simplicity and with clarity and out of deep conviction, to accurately interpret it to people who make up the vast multitudes of the world. It may be in the establishing of a seminary. It may be in the training of national leadership in these countries where there are so few Christian leaders. But wherever God directs you to carry out his call that has brought you here to this place, you have in your day the responsibility of the middleman, the responsibility of accurately carrying out, accurately interpreting that which has been given to you to people who have it not. Now, Father, we would pray that would help us to understand our responsibility in this day. Help us to realize the importance of the middle position. Help us, out of gratitude for the message having come into our own hearts, to let it pass through us on its way to others. We pray for this seminary. We are grateful for it. For all of those who are in positions of leadership here, that they may be found faithful in carrying out their responsibilities of interpreting the word. But especially do we pray for these students here, that thou wilt guide each one individually into the place that thou would have him or her to serve out the call which thou hast given to each one. O our Father, we pray that thou wilt help each one to be willing to go wherever thou wouldst have him to go, to far distant places, or to unpleasant places here in the homeland, or to small pulpits where the gospel needs to be proclaimed. We pray that thou wilt help each one to realize it is not position that he desires in life, but he desires the place where he may best serve thee and best use his own life that others may come to a knowledge of Jesus Christ. For all thy blessings upon us, we lift grateful hearts to thee this day, and we do pray for thy guidance through this day and all the rest of the days of our lives, as we pray in the name of thy precious Son, Jesus Christ.